Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Tzadiyah, Shabbos 91, and today's Daf Yomi, since our Mishnayos and the previous Mishnayos in the chapter were discussing the amount that was required to be liable for the prohibition of carrying from one domain into the public domain, so our Mishnah continues to discuss this. So says our Mishnah, Motzi Ochalon, somebody who takes out food from the private domain, Unasanan Ala Iskufa, and he places it on the threshold of the door, which is in its, not yet in the public domain, but it's in a small, very small passageway in between the private domain and the public domain, whether this person went back later and then carried him out from there, or whether somebody else carried it out, still, nevertheless, in both cases, he is patur, he's exempt. And the reason is, says our Mishnah, because he did not do all of it at once, at one time, and so therefore he's not going to be liable. Kufa shehi malei peros, but our Mishnah then goes on to the second case of our Mishnah, that if you have a basket which is filled with fruits which you take out from the private domain, unasana as kufa chitzona, and then you place it on an outer ledge, meaning to say it was like a small wall that was built from stones and plastered together, and you put it in, which is in front of the threshold of the door, and you do this in a manner in which the majority of the basket has gone outside and is placed on this iskufa, but there's a little bit that remains inside the house in the private domain. So we say under those circumstances, our Mishnah says, Alpha Pisha Rov Peros Mi Bachutz, even though the majority of the fruits are going to be outside in the public domain, but since there is a remnant of the basket that remains inside the private domain, our Mishnah says under those circumstances, the person will be exempt until he has brought out the entire basket. He's only liable once he brings out the entire basket into the public domain from the private domain. So our Gemara analyzes this, comes along Chizkiya, and Chizkiya says, Lo shanu ela bekufa malea kishuin v'dihuin. A person is only going to be liable with respect to a basket that's filled with gourds, since these gourds, these like squashes or zucchinis, are very long, and so therefore they're able to fulfill up the entire width of the basket, and so therefore under those circumstances where you haven't brought out the whole basket into the public domain, then you're still going to have parts of it which are in the private domain, and so therefore under those circumstances you haven't brought everything out. But if you have a basket which is filled with mustard seeds, then says Chizkiya, you're liable, because even if you just bring out a portion of the basket, an entire seed has gone out into the public domain. So therefore, you're going to be liable. So the Gemara says, from here we see Alma Kasavar, that Chizkiya is of the position that Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged, that the fact that the basket, the utensil, is holding an entire array of seeds, it doesn't mean that that they're all fused together into one. That even though since a portion of the mustard seed has, that one like small mustard seed has gone out into the public domain, we don't say no, this mustard seed is part of the seeds that have remained back and that are in the private domain, because they're all in the same utensil. Chizkiya says we don't say that, because we say that each one is looked at itself, and even though they're fused into one vessel. However, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says not like Chizkiya. He says afilu malei achardel, even if the basket is filled with mustard seeds, you're going to be exempt, potter, because Rabbi Yochanan's other position, alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged. He says no, if the whole basket, the whole utensil is fuses everything inside of it. So everything inside of it is considered to be part of the utensil. And so therefore, even with a mustard seed, you're not going to be liable if part of the basket is in the private domain and part of the basket is in the public domain. Because Rabbi Yochanan's on the position, we don't care if that one seed has gone out into public, because he's of the position, eged kli shmei eged, that what's ever in the utensil is considered to be fused with the rest of the utensil. That's the position of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 12, rules like Rabbi Yochanan. He says that if you have a basket that's filled with different objects, even if it's filled with mustard seeds, and you bring out the majority of it in from one domain into another, you're going to be exempt until you bring out the whole basket. And so therefore, that is That is how the Rambam rules, like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Torah Lishma writes that he adopts from here a stringency, and his stringency is with respect to Mishloach Manot, because a person is supposed to send to his friend, in order to fulfill the mitzvah on Purim of the mitzvah Mishloach Manot, a person is supposed to send to his friend two different food items. So if a person sends these two different food items, but he puts them together into one utensil, and he sends them to his friend, so the Torah Lishma discusses whether under those circumstances you fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, because they have in them, really, through this concept of Ege Kli Shmei Ege, they're considered to be one utensil. And so therefore, he says, it's considered to be one, and you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sending two gifts to your friend. And so therefore, that's how the Torah Lishma rules. And so too the Ben Ish Chai, so too he writes in his Sefer Ben Ish Chai, that a person is obligated to send to his friend two different manos in two different utensils. However, Tshuvos V'Hanogos says, no, this is a stringency. That's not the case. If you want to be stringent about that, fine. But there's a distinction between Shabbos, where we're worried about the prohibition of Shabbos, whether you violated by carrying something into the public domain. And there we could say that it goes after the utensil. But here we're talking about food items, and we're going to say it's two different food items, and you can't adopt a stringency from Shabbos to Mishloach Manot. And so therefore he rejects that.